Snowbird and the Water Tiger. Brown Bear was a brave hunter whose home was on the shore of the Great Lake. He had a wife whose name was Snowbird, and a little son who was called Pigeon until he grew up to earn his own name. They also cared for an orphan boy whom they had adopted long before Pigeon was born. Brown Bear kept the wigwam well supplied with food, and Snowbird's moccasins were the finest in the tribe, except for the chief's daughters. Now they would have been a happy family, except for Brown Bear's mother. She was a wicked old squaw, whom none of the other sons would have in their wigwams. Brown Bear was her youngest son, and had always been her favorite. She was kind to him, but to no one else. Brown Bear loved her and took good care of her, but after he had brought Snowbird home as his wife, the old woman was jealous. When he brought in the best foods for Snowbird, the old woman began to grumble and mumble to herself in her corner by the fire. Day after day she sat, thinking of how she could get rid of Snowbird. One day, when the work was all done, the old woman asked Snowbird to go out and see a swing that she had found near the Great Lake. It was a twisted grapevine that hung from a tree over a high rock. The old woman caught hold and swung herself far out until she was clear over the water. It looked so thrilling that she did not have to try hard to convince Snowbird to try it. While the young wife swept far out into the cool breezes of the lake, the old woman crept behind the tree, cut the vine, and let Snowbird drop down, down into the lake. Then she went home, put on her daughter-in-law's clothes, and sat in Snowbird's place by the fire, hiding her face as much as possible. Brown Bear came in and gave her some dainties to eat, thinking it was his wife. Suddenly, Little Pigeon began to cry. The old woman picked up the baby, shook it soundly, and boxed its ears. Then she stuffed something in its mouth to keep it quiet. The orphan boy had watched her all the time and was suspicious. Going to the fire, he stirred up the logs until they made a bright flame, so he could plainly see her face. "Where is Snowbird?" he asked. "She is by the lake swinging," answered the old woman angrily. The boy said no more, but went down to the lake. There he saw the broken swing, and knew what had happened, and he went in search of Brown Bear to tell him. Brown Bear sadly took black paint and smeared his face and body as a sign of his grief. Then he turned his spear upside down and pressed it into the earth, praying for thunder and lightning and rain, so that his wife might rise up from the lake. Every day he went there, but saw no sign of Snowbird, although the thunder rolled heavily and the lightning split a great oak near his wigwam. He watched in the rain, in the sunlight, and when the great white moon shone over the lake, but he saw nothing. Meanwhile, the orphan boy looked after Pigeon. On bright afternoons, he would take the baby to the lake shore, and there he would throw pebbles in the water, and Little Pigeon would laugh and crow and stretch out his tiny hands. One day, as they were playing this game, the boy threw a pebble far out to the center of the lake. Immediately, a white gull arose and flew towards them. It circled close over their heads until Little Pigeon could almost touch its great white wings. Then, all of a sudden, it changed into Snowbird. The baby laughed and caught hold of the two belts, one of leather and one of metal, which his mother wore around her waist. She could not speak, but she took her child in her arms and nursed it tenderly. Then she made signs that they were to come back the next day. When the orphan boy went home that night, he told Brown Bear what had happened. The next afternoon, the boy took Pigeon down to the lake shore, and Brown Bear followed along behind, hiding in the bushes. Choosing a smooth round pebble, the boy raised his arm and carefully aimed for the center of the lake. Soon the gull, with a long shining belt around its body, rose from the water and came ashore, hovering above them. As soon as Little Pigeon touched its wings, it changed into Snowbird. Her husband appeared from behind the bushes. "Why have you not come home?" he asked. She could not speak, but pointed to the shining belt she wore. Brown Bear raised his spear carefully and struck a mighty blow to the lynx. They were shivered to fragments and dropped on the sand. Then Snowbird's speech returned, and she told how, when she fell into the lake, a water tiger had seized her by twisting his tail around her waist. He had drawn her down to the bottom, where she found a grand lodge whose walls were blue like the blue jay's back when the sun shines on it, and green like the first leaves of growing corn. The floor was of sand, white as the winter snows. Snowbird trembled when she saw where she was, in the lodge of the chief of the water tigers, whose mother was the horned serpent. The water tiger wanted Snowbird to stay and be his wife. This she said she would do if she could be allowed to go back to the lake shore and see her child four times. The water tiger consulted with his mother, and she agreed to lend Snowbird a pair of gull's wings to carry her to the shore. But the water tiger was to fasten Snowbird securely around her waist so that she could not desert him. Happily, the orphan boy had understood Snowbird's wishes and had returned with her husband the next day so that he could save her from the water tiger. When Snowbird had finished her tale, Brown Bear took his wife and child back to the wigwam. When the old woman saw them at the door, she leaped up and flew out of the lodge and was never seen again.